The Gemara on the bottom of Daf Samachei on the base, it was really the beginning of yesterday's Daf, said as follows. Ahu Gavro, the Zavanli Ara Lechavre, Shalei Bachrais. There was a person that sold a field to his friend, and he sold it to him Shalei Bachrais, meaning there was no stipulation in the contract that said that in the event that somebody comes and takes this field away, he's going to have to be made whole. Chazio de Havaka Otsev. And the seller saw that the buyer, the person that bought this property, he was otsev, he was sad. He was ungesetz. Amaleisi told him, Amaya tzivas. He said, why are you so angry? Or why are you so sad? Why are you so disappointed? Itar felam inach? Meaning, obviously, because you didn't negotiate achrayas. He says, if anyone comes and takes his property away, magbino loch shufra, I'm going to reimburse you, but I'm not just going to reimburse you, I'm going to give you shufra. And not just that, shvachu peiri, I'm going to make you whole for all the shvach and all the peiris. Amr Ammeimar, as Ammeimar said, even though they were all smiling and they were all happy as this was happening, and everybody feels great about themselves, oh, but bitumi mili ba'almohu, this is literally worth lotzer al pitzul chisai, and if this moicher decides that he doesn't want to live up to his end of the deal, it's not a nice thing to do. Right? There's a concept of a mishapara that we learned a lot about in Parakazal, but at the same time, it's not halachically binding. Had it been done in the onset of the negotiations, Tosfos says maybe it would have been binding, but in this situation, it was done towards the end. Betumei mili ba'alma, it's for that reason, this is not something that you have to be concerned with. So the Gemara began that there was somebody that sold a piece of property to his friend, Shaloi Bachrayis, Chazya, and he saw the Havaka Otziv, that he was very, very depressed. What came to mind, this is a stretch, but what came to mind is a Gemara in Mesechtes Brochus, Daf Hei Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer Rab Zeira Vitemi Rab Chanina Bar Papa. Rab Zeira, and some say it was Rab Chanina Bar Papa, said, Boyu Rei Shaloi Kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basav Adam. Give a kick. Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Kemidas Basav Adam. Midas Basav Adam. Adam Moicher Chefetz HaChaver. If somebody sells a Chefetz to his friend, Moicher Otzev, the person that sells it is ungesetzt, he's very sad, V'loikeach Sameach. And the person that buys it is very besimcha. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Einoike. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like that. Nosam Le Torah Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Yisrael, v'samach, and he's happy about it. Chenema ki lekach toiv nasati lechem torasi al tazayim. So ordinarily, says the Gemara, when a person sells something to somebody, the meicher is otzev, and the lokeach is sameach. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu einokein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sold the Torah to Klal Yisrael, but at the same time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy, as the pasuk says, ki lekach toiv nasati lechem torasi al tazayim. So this adds just a kinach to the Gemara that we just learned. You have a Gemara, where the Gemara says, ahu gavad dozomali ar lechem, and Chazi to have a kotzim. It's connected to Mefurish Gemara. Brachas Tafei Amar Aleph. So like, Kerech is supposed to be besimcha. The Meicher, right, he looked at him, he says, I'm the one that's sad. Why are you sad? Well, we're all depressed. Like, what's going on over here? Somebody, you know, needs some of a papa sheikha? Like, what's going on here? So the Gemara says the Lekeach is supposed to be besimcha. The Meicher is the one that's otzev. And it just adds a little bit of a knetch. But I'll tell you a Dover Niflin. This was a segue. A Dover Niflin that I saw on Yontem. Shmuel Yankif in the Haggadah. Brings from the Goy. The Goy is in Shir Hashirim. It's in Perek Gimel. It's Pasuk Yud Aleph. It's on a Pasuk. Everybody knows. Se'enu re'enu b'noyis siyim ba'melech shloimu. Ba'atorah she'itrulay imay b'yoyim chasu nasay u'b'yoyim simchas liboy. And the Goy says, Dover Nifla. The Goy says that the Gemara in Masechtes Brachos, Daf Yamad Aleph says, when somebody sells something, the meicher is otzev and the lekeach is samech. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu enokein. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sells the Torah to Klal Yisrael and the Eibush is besimcha. Ki lekach toiv nasati lechem terasi al tazoivu. Right? Sounds like it's coming from a place of simcha. So the Goyin said, it's a pella. He says, how do you understand it? Why is it that when a person sells something to somebody else, the person is ba'atzvas because he doesn't have it anymore? So you had something, it's an heirloom, it's something that means a lot to you, you were forced to sell it, as a result, you don't have it anymore, you just parted with something that means so much to you, Sameich HaRotzev. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quote unquote, sells the Torah to Klal Yisrael, that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a Shaychus with the Torah anymore, of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Shaychus with the Torah. So Freik the Goy in Eina Moshel, Beimel HaNimshel. The Meicher is always Otzei because the Meicher just parted with something. But over here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has the Torah. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu still has the Torah, so what does it even mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have been Otzei? Narvos, Boyu Reisha, Loikam Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basavadam. Says the Goy. Abadol Inyanhu. Shnakadosh Baruch Hu shenasan kol haTorah liYisrael. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he gave the entire Torah to Klal Yisrael. Va'af she'oisik b'Torah. And you know what that means? That even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is Isaac B'Torah, Omer, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns, he has to say Halacha B'Shem Basav Adam. Ki'inyin, like you find, Eliezer B'ni Omer Parah V'Chulu. Ve'ino Mechadish Be'atzmoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have the ability to be Mechadish Me'atzmoy. Ki'inyin Rabba Shechriya Tar Tar. Says the guy, you want to know where the Mechir of the Torah is? Because we know that Torah is loy b'shamayim hi. And because Torah is loy b'shamayim hi, that means who gets to decide pshat? Taner achnoi bav mitziyah daf nun tes. It's something that's dictated and it's defined 100% by Basav Adam. And he says, that's where the mechira of the Torah is. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he didn't just give us the right to also learn Torah. We're the balabatim of the Torah. And because we're the balabatim of the Torah, so there was a mechira, says the guy. And zok the guy, that's the oimik in that gemara in Brachas Tafe. Where's the mechira of the Torah? What sheiches? They didn't sell it. They still has the Torah. It's true, but every chazal, if Yosef and Ikach, etc., etc., all these chazals that bring out this point, it's because there was a mechira of the Torah, the rights and the exclusivity in terms of determining what the amitos haTorah is, that's ba'aretz nasan of ne'adam, that's something that was given to us. And because it was given to us, that's where it's chal the mechira. So Rav Shmuel Yankiv said that we say in the Dayenu, ilu kervonu lufnei har Sinai v'loi nasan lanu as haTorah Dayenu, v'kam mekulmus en nishtabru, the Eibishter would have taken us to Har Sinai and not given us the Torah Dayenu. What would be the value of having come to Har Sinai and not receiving the Torah? So everyone knows all the famous pshatim. But said Reb Shmuel Yankiv, l'fi this guy in Yech Shloimeh, there's one neifach over here. Ilu kervanu lufnei Har Sinai, v'loi nosan lanu as haTorah. He wouldn't have given us the Torah, that the Torah is now ours. When we came to Har Sinai, we didn't just get the Torah. The Eibishter sold us the Torah. He gave it to us b'matano. It's unzer Torah. And that's a dover noisif that we didn't necessarily have to have, and that's the kavan of that dayenu. Ilu kervanu lufnei Har Sinai v'loi nosan lanu as haTorah. Rav Shmuel Yankiv doesn't shtel this too, but I think a very, very obvious sushtel is the ktsois in his akdama, which we've mentioned a few times, where the ktsois writes in his akdama, number one, why he named the sefer ktsois achoshen miloshen ktsois of sturis loy tarpalim. Dover nifla adamoy, but toich dvarav the ktsois, and really this is the essence of the whole point of the hakdama the ktsois. He talks about this inyan of Torah loy b'shamayim, and he says that's the oimik that Chazal say that when Hakadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the world, so there was a fight between emes and chesed. Emes said, you're going to create the world, it's not going to have any kiyum, it's not going to be shaykh. Chesed said, no, a person could do tshuva, etc., etc., right? We all know the Chazal. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to create the world, and I'm going to take Emes, and I'm going to throw it down to the ground. As the Pasuk says, Vayashlech Emes Artsa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Emes, and he threw it to the ground. Says the Ktsois, in a beautiful oifen, he says that what's the oimek? He says the oimek is that emes is dach the Torah. And really, the question was that how could Yidden have shaykhis to the Torah? The Torah was t'nohit chalashamayim, magli yulud ishi benyenu. This is not something l'chayra that a person has a shaykhis to. But what did the Eibush do? Vatashlich emes arza. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took emes, he took the Torah and he threw it down to the ground. And that's emes me'eretz titzmach, says the Ktsois. That emes is something that sprouts from the ground. Emes Torah is not dictated in Shamayim. Vatashleich emes arza. Ain't Shom. But vatashleich emes arza. Emes was put down in this world, and emes me'eretz titzmach. You want to know where emes is going to come from? Leba Shamayim. It's of Yosef and Ikachu Omer. It's Rabbi Bar Nachmeni above Mitzvah Daf Pei. It's something that comes 100% from this ground, and that's the oimik of the Oretz that was given to us, and the Torah comes from Basav Adam. So Toich Dvarim says the Ktsois, Vizuhi Birchas HaTorah. This is what we say in Birchas HaTorah. Asher Nosan Lanu Torah as Emes. You know what that means? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Nosan Lanu the Torah, and Torah as Emes is determined and it's dictated not by Vastutzach in Shamayim, but Asher Nosan Lanu Torah as Emes. It's the Lanu. We have the schus, we have the ability to determine what Torah as Emes is going to be. That taich of the Ktsois. Asher Nosan Lanu Torah as Emes. That's what Shmuel Yankiv's taich. Ilu Kirvanu Lefni Har Sinai. V'loi nosan lanu as haTorah. Loi nosan lanu doesn't just mean he gave us the Torah. Obe nosan lanu means that it's with the balabos of the Torah. It's the ktsois's taich. Ashenosan lonu teiras emes. It's unsere teiras. It's mamish the teich of the ksois. But al kabodim, that's the oimek. The Gemara in Brachas Tafheir Med Aleph. Where's the mechira of the teiras? Meicher otse. What do you mean? Eibush still has the teiras. It's not just one chelik of the teiras that we have that Kaviyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have. And that's nosan lonu. He gave it to us. Lonu veloi kaviyoch. We have it 100%. That is the ability to be able to determine what the emes atayra is. It's ashenos alanu tayras emes. That's what it is. That the emes of the Torah, the amitas of the Torah, the aloch of the Torah is something that's determined by us.